Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From the legendary jazz guitarist John Scofield, we go on into the 654th episode of Neon Jazz. That was the tune Falling Grace off his newest 2020 disc, Swallowtails. This newest effort by John celebrates the music of his friend and mentor, bassist Steve Swallow, and it's full of pure gusto. It was made in one afternoon in New York City in March of 2019, and it is old school style playing, paying respects to more than 40 years of preparation that led up to it. John was a 20-year-old student at Berkeley when he first met and played with Steve, and they have continued ever since in a wide host of contexts. John's sound and guitar work has influenced jazz since the late 70s and is still very strong today. He has always had a distinctive sound and stylistic diversity, and he's a skilled improviser whose music generally falls within the realms of post-bop, funk edge, jazz, and R&B. He was born in Ohio and raised in suburban Connecticut. It all started for him on the guitar at the age of 11, and after a debut recording with Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker, he hooked up with the likes of George Duke, and from there his career would explode. Typically, without a pandemic, he is touring the world approximately 200 days per year, and he's an adjunct professor of music at New York University. And we did catch up with him here at the show to discuss his life and music. It was a joy, man, and why he loves being a musician. This is what he had to say.
Being a musician has given me something to do. I see people, especially during lockdown right now, that aren't able to work as much and aren't able to do the things they love to do. I can still make music and write music. It's been my interest and joy and number one occupation, as well as profession, for my whole life, since I was 11 and started to, play guitar.
What an answer, man. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is finding a way to get the jazz out there, whether in a drive-in or masked on the stage of the Gem Theater, doing what this town has always done right, and that's jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, delivering you some good, needed jazz music. So speaking of those beginnings in John's life, here are a couple of masters. Jerry Mulligan meets Stan Getz back in 57. This is the tune Anything Goes. It sure does, man, as we continue on.
Thank you. Hi, this is John Scofield. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the London-born jazz guitarist Liberty Elman with the song The Sip off the 2020 CD The Last Desert. So he was raised in the U.S., beginning in New York City, and in the early 80s, he moved on to California. In the 90s, he was associated with the M-Bass, the musical scene of San Francisco, playing with VJ Iyer, Steve Coleman, Omar Sosa, and so many others. In 97, he moved back to New York City and spent some quality time with legendary cats. And he would go on to become a member of Henry Threadgill's ensemble. We caught up with Liberty during the early goes of the COVID-19 pandemic and talked about it quite a bit. And we covered things like why he loves jazz. This was his answer.
She loves to tell the story because there was some moment where I came to her and said, "Mom, there's some really great music in here." And she sort of looked at me and she's like, "Yeah, I know." as if I thought she didn't realize how good it was, because she had, you know, not only a lot of classic rock and blues records, but she also had some great, you know, jazz records. And among those records, there was a bunch of Coltrane and a lot of Miles, of course.
Over the course of 25 years, an illustrious career, Rudresh Mahanthapa has become one of the top musicians in jazz music, making that music, constantly pushing the artistic boundaries to encompass a lot of influences, like bebop, electric fusion, and beyond. That, again, is evident on his new 2020 CD called Hero Trio. And as we get into the tune, The Wind Up, we were fortunate here at the show to talk to Rudresh, and he had some hopes about the post-COVID-19 world when live jazz starts up again.
Taking each other for granted, you know. I think there are artists that take their audience for granted, and I think there are audiences that, you know, think that the live music is something that they own. I'm hoping that more people will see it as a journey that we take together. You know, I've always been one to, you know, support the idea that, you know, when I go play a show, it's not that I'm playing for you and you're listening to me, that hopefully, you know, we're going to go on a journey together for the next, you know, 75 minutes or something. And we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Rob Luft here on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. I'm here in London, in South London. I'm a guitar player, just about to release a new record.
English jazz guitarist and composer Rob Luft with the tune Beware off his latest CD called Riser. And we keep the theme of jazz guitar going strong here on this episode of Neon Jazz. This cat has been really tasting some success lately, and we talked to him during the ramp-up of the COVID-19 world from his base in London, and he explained in mid-March 2020 how things stopped for him.
I had my first two gigs scheduled in New York City for the 12th and 13th of March. Unfortunately, due to the closure of Broadway and the whole of the Metropolitan Opera House, the gig literally got cancelled in the sound check.
Wow.
That we were meant to do.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
That's insane right there.
It's crazy. I mean, terrible for the carbon footprint amongst everything else.
No doubt when the world resumes and live music is abound, Rob will be back to America and beyond to pick up a career that is soaring. So one cat that had a huge impact on Rob was legendary jazz pianist McCoy Tyner, who we lost right before the start of this pandemic, March 6, 2020. And as we get into the tune Jazz Walk off the 1991 CD Bon Voyage, listen to Rob talk about him.
I've been re-listening to so much McCoy over the past few weeks just to remember what a big influence he is, not just on me, but on everyone. But I mean, I guess for me, having my favorite things as my kind of first foray into jazz, McCoy has been such an integral part of that sound, and he's such a huge influence on me. If I look back at it now, it's crazy. I'm so sad that it takes the death of someone like McCoy for me to really go back and listen to his back catalogue. It's terrible to say that.
Hi, this is vibraphonist Lolly Allen out of Los Angeles, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
was the very talented New York-born, Los Angeles-based vibraphonist and composer Lolly Allen with the tune Lolly's Folly off the 2019 CD Coming Home. So over the years, she has gotten some serious street credit playing with the likes of Terry Gibbs, Bob Mincer, Rodney Whittaker, Maria Schneider, and the Jazz Composers Alliance. And we did talk to her as the COVID-19 world of this no live jazz was unraveling and intensifying, and she had some thoughts on the nature of live music.
It is a kind of music that, in ensembles, we really need each other. It's not something that you can just sort of create a drum track and then layer another track and just sort of... It's something that happens just through the collaboration of musicians that are improvising together, making jazz music. It really has to be done live.
Let's get back to the old school bit here on the program. And this is a powerful jazz voice out of Homestead, Pennsylvania. Maxine Solomon with the tune "Tain't No Use" is "The Show Must and Shall Go On."
Walked out and left me flat. He was right, and that is that. Let it rain and let it pour, 'cause it don't matter no more. Tain't no use, tain't no use. Cook my goose, tain't no use. Played it fast, played it loose, couldn't last. Tain't no use. Here am I, high and dry. My oh my, he didn't even say goodbye. Tain't no use, tain't no use. Cook my goose, tain't no use.
I'm a Danish-born acoustic upright bassist and composer, now based in Berlin, was in New York for about 14 years, and I'm very happy to be... be with you here on the Neon Jazz Show out of Kansas City, and I hope you enjoy it as well.
That was Danish bassist Ann Mette Iversen with her Quartet Plus One with the tune Parallel Flying Part 2, off the 2020 CD, Racing a Butterfly. I love that title. So she arrived in New York City in 1998 and has produced much of her contemporary work using the organic staccato beats of her adopted city as inspiration. It was in 2012 she relocated to her current base in Berlin, and that's where we caught up with her during this global pandemic to talk jazz, and she opened up.
I find that in jazz music there's so much freedom for all of us to be who we are and to say what we want and express what we think and feel.
These days, she continues to be an important voice as a composer, leading the way for modern contemporary jazz composition. So early in her life, the combo of Ella and Duke was very huge for Anne. So as we get into the tune, how long has this been going on from Ella and Duke? Let's listen to Anne explain.
It started very early, like with my father playing music, playing jazz, or singers, Duke Ellington and Ella Fitzgerald. After I probably myself had been into more, well, I played classical piano, but into more rock, pop stuff.
It's been going on. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven.
Again, that was a legendary duo of Ella and Duke with How Long Has This Been Going On? And around here, it's been about an hour, and that means our time is just about up. So we will leave with the legend. This is Miles Davis, joined by his all-stars back in 1953 with the tune For Adults Only. But kids also need the jazz, man. Jazz for all around here. And with that in mind, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a voice for all cats of all ages and inclinations, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. Pandemic or not, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, support all the arts. Keep jazz alive, and please enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.